I don't know about you, Evan, but I got my my phone lighter going right now.
your phone lighter.
Well, because we've got nothing's going to stop us now.
I know. Starship. I just think it's funny because you are a true rocker, Shaq. I expect you have a Zippo in your pocket.
I've never been used. oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you, what a game last night.
Oh,
I mean, I've mentioned before, we have been... We have been privileged to watch some really good final games in all these sports lately, like the Blue Jays and, of course, well, the NHL, the Oilers. Now, of course, what a game last night.
Oh, man. You know, that game, I actually, when that opening rouge happened, right, mm-hmm. we get 1 point.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, you know, I feel like that gives us just a little sense of security because we're always, you know, it's a touchdown, but you need a 2-point conversion, right? If they want to catch up to us, and there were numerous times in that game where I thought, this rouge, I think it's good. I mean, obviously we won by 8, but still, there were just a few moments in that game that I thought were indicators of, hey, this is going in the right direction.
Yeah, but it's funny. Isn't it ironic that the rouge would have played a big part if they were to get a touchdown?
How good, though, was, I mean, I could go through a list, but surgical is the word I would use for Trevor Harris.
Yes.
His passes, when he got into the zone in that game, I mean, he set a record for completions in a Grey Cup game. He was outstanding. And after the game, I heard the interview on the Green Zone where he was talking about the fact he didn't get hit once.
Yeah.
The O-line provided him so much protection, he joked he could have played without shoulder pads.
And he was also saying at the end of the game, of course, everybody's asking him, 39 years old, are you going to be back next year retiring? I like his response, and I can't remember exactly how it went, but he said something to the effect of, I'm not sure if I'm retiring or if I'm at my peak.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting going. Yeah, I mean, he was great. AJ Ouellette, man, the momentum, especially that first half. I really felt like, you know, we went into the half up. What was the score? 15-7, mm-hmm. I think, at halftime. And AJ Ouellette was a big part of that. He was all over the running game, of course, punched in for that touchdown. The O-line, and then, of course, defense. Boy, there was lots of big plays there. Tavon Campbell, he had some ups and downs in that game, I'll admit it, but he came up big more than once, and that hit on the basically the fumble on the goal line there where we recovered it. We come out to the 30. That, to me, was a turning point for us. You just felt at that point like this game is ours to win.
Now, the 1 point that I would make, and my wife actually brought it up, Mona brought this up, and she watches a little football. I mean, she's not completely in, you know, right in there, but she was watching, and she goes, why is it that these two commentators, Rod and Glenn Suter, are so biased? And they about Montreal.
That's
all
that way.
They talked about was Montreal. And what really bothered me, and after that I was thinking, you know what, you're right. Rod, I can't remember his last name.
Rod Black. Rod, yeah.
No, it's the other Rod.
Yeah.
Anyhow. No. Anyhow, he was when they missed the interception, when Montreal missed that interception. That's all he could talk about. Oh,
I know.
Could have been a game changer.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So stop talking about it.
I actually felt like that leading up to the game as well. It felt a little bit like the TSN coverage was a little bit slanted. The other thing was, and I don't know if this happened to you, but TSN was glitching last night.
All the time.
Yeah, it was going. There were black screens. There were audio cutouts and whatever. But anyway, let's go back to the good news. Here's the other thing that I think is extremely consequential. Our own Britton Gray was talking with C.J. Revis after the game, and C.J. Revis said, Corey Mace is a better man than he is a coach, and he's a great coach.
I was just going to bring that up. You know, Corey Mace, a couple of years ago, we didn't even know who is Corey Mace, and look at him now.
Yeah, he's a guy that is revered as a leader, has the ability to connect with the players in a way that they felt like they were part of a family. They felt like they would go to the wall for that guy, and they did last night. And I was happy for the players, obviously, but I was happy for Corey Mace. Coach Mace deserved that win in just two years, Shaq. He's turned this team around.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. They went from bad to best.
Were you on 8th Street last night, by the way, Shaq?
Well, I live close to 8th Street. I wasn't going to actually venture up there, but I just sat in my favorite chair in front of my favorite TV, eating my favorite snacks, and watched the Riders win that cup.
Well, I loved it. I know Mia Holowaychuk was out on 8th last night, you know, doing some reporting there. I listened to the whole Green Zone postgame show, and I'm just so happy for Rider fans, for this province. People, you could hear the emotion when they were calling into the show. This is huge. And of course, the welcome home is happening down in Regina today at 1:30 at Mosaic Stadium, and then they've got a parade planned during goes through the Green Mile tomorrow at 2 o'clock and ends up at the Ledge. So that'll be pretty cool stuff.
All right, it's the Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. I imagine more great
talk. We'll talk a little bit, sure.
Okay, have a great one, Evan.
Thanks, Shaq.